A lady called Donna Rainey has raised quite an issue on social media with a picture of her mum's food in a care home. Now, she says, this is the meal served to my mum in her care home this evening. She has dementia. In her 80s, she is. How many people of that era cooked or ate this processed artificial food? Why couldn't they serve mashed potatoes and green veg? Now, what the lady has on her plate, you're able to count them here, 33 spaghetti hoops, also three croquettes, the little potato in breadcrumb roll type things, and also two fish fingers. And so it's very instant looking. It's the sort of food you would expect, you know, a child to get once a week as a bit of a treat. You know, that's what it looks like to me. It's sort of instant on the go food as opposed to anything nourishing. Let me speak to Aidan Hannah, who indeed is with Northern Ireland Patient Voice. Aidan, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Aidan, on the other side of the coin, I must say, and I mentioned this earlier in the programme, I had reason to be in Craigavon Area Hospital yesterday visiting a relative, and I have to say that the food that she was being fed was very, very good indeed. We were remarking on it. She started with vegetable soup. She then had meat and vegetables and mashed potatoes. She was describing it as very tasty. She'd ice cream and jelly after that. She had tea, banana and a scone. You know, she was like eating for Ireland in there in the Craigavon area hospital. It's total contrast to what this elderly lady has on her plate in this care home that's not mentioned.
Frank, that's wonderful to hear about the experience in Craigavon Hospital. In relation to the meal that was shared on social media on Saturday, given that the health trust in Northern Ireland provide the vast majority of funding for patients in nursing homes, that meal that was served in Craigavon Hospital should be almost replicated in a nursing home. There shouldn't be a difference. And in this case, in relation to the picture that was shared on Saturday, I think, on social media, there was a stark difference from what you're describing in the meal that was served in Craigavon Hospital.
There doesn't seem to be anything nourishing in this food in the care home. It may be tasty enough. You know, some people may like fish fingers and spaghetti hoops and those croquettes, but, you know, you wouldn't want to be getting it too often.
Well, Frank, the picture that I've seen, the potato croquettes look very much overdone. They look as if they've been in the oven 10 or 15 minutes too much. But the important thing here is, and we made the relative aware of this in social media, the Department of Health has very important standards in relation to food that is served in nursing homes. And this case, this meal that was shared and was presented to a patient departs from those standards in every single way. The standards detail that food should be served in such a way that is appealing to residents. Residents should also be provided with a nutritious and varied diet, and there should be nutritional screening carried out by the managers of the nursing home or the owners of the nursing home on a monthly basis, but also that up-to-date nutritional guidelines should be used by staff on a daily basis. Now, anyone that looks on that picture of that meal would not see any of those things happening.
I'm just looking at the picture myself, as I have done earlier, but it's slightly cut off is what's in the bowl to the right-hand side. What's in the bowl with the spoon in it?
Your guess would be as good as mine. It's very difficult. It looks like some sort of crumble, but it's hard to know what that is, actually. Could be some sort of apple crumble or something. It's hard to know, to be honest.
Yeah, it seems to be a right good dollop of that in it. But again, you would imagine that a person in her 80s would prefer the sort of food or that I saw yesterday at Craigavon Area Hospital, or indeed she at least should be given the option of choosing that as opposed to just being presented with fish fingers and spaghetti hoops.
Well, Frank, the Department of Health care standards do say that there should be another option on the meal if one of the options isn't suitable to the resident. So if that was the option that was chosen, it would be hard to know what the other option was like. But In Northern Ireland, this isn't the first picture that's been shared. There's been pictures being shared before, and the Commissioner of Older People has commented on the corned beef and beans picture that was shared last year in a nursing home in Northern Ireland. So although there will be a large number of nursing homes that provide goods and nutritious meals, we're seeing too many incidents of this type in Northern Ireland, and we would call on the RQIA to carry out an investigation immediately to ensure a random selection of 40 or 50 nursing homes to make sure that food is being served as per the standards from the Department of Health.
And do you think some nursing homes are doing this simply to save money, to cut costs?
There was 2,000 messages sent to the picture, and the vast majority of those 2,000 messages on Twitter, that was the conclusion that people were coming to. And I suppose with the Cherry Tree case and the Murray Manor, where the chef in the Murray Manor was saying the patients were effectively being starved because costs were being cut in relation to the food that was being served or the staff being put in position to serve that food, that conclusion may well be the correct one.
Yes, and this is a reference to an issue that came up in the news some time ago. It's not a reference to Dunmurry Manor at this present minute in time. There's 2,800 comments on that now and 4,500 retweets of this particular food as presented in a care home. We don't know which care home it is, of course. We don't know the name of the care home that's presenting this food. But it simply isn't good enough. You would expect your loved one, for whom you are most likely paying a significant amount of money to have them in a care home, to be fed better than that.
Absolutely. And some of the message below, Frank, also indicate people saying that they've experienced something similar, but they're afraid their loved one, their mother or their father would say, don't complain because I don't know what will happen, so please don't complain. And we would ask that everybody complains and contacts their commissioning health trust or their care manager in charge. And when they're served a meal like that, they should be complaining immediately through the health trust.
Okay. And if they want to contact Northern Ireland Patient Voice, can they do that?
Yes, they can contact us on social media there, Frank, yes.
Okay, at Northern Ireland Patient Voice. Aidan, thanks for speaking to us. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank, thanks.
It doesn't look very appetising, I have to say. Now, I was full of praise earlier this morning for Craigavon Area Hospital, twice indeed. I think there's a man on this line wants to say something similar. Good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How you doing?
I'm very well.
Sorry, thank you. I had the unfortunate result. I had to go into hospital a few weeks ago. And it was lovely to hear you speaking about Craigavon, to be honest with you. I mean, you spoke very highly of them, the food served and all the rest of it. I unfortunately came back with the result that I was diagnosed with cancer, bladder cancer, 3 weeks ago. But from the moment, I can honestly say, from the moment I walked through that door, from the volunteers to show me where to go, to the surgeons, the doctors, the nurses, staff, cleaning staff, tea ladies, dinner, whatever you want to mention, were 100% plus. And the food was excellent. And it's lovely to see it because the pressure them people's under is unbelievable. You know what I mean? Yeah. Now, I've been looking as well. I've started getting my chemo. I'm on my second chemo of the day. Don't get me wrong, it wasn't great news. But I am being very, very well treated. But can I point out one wee thing, Frank? I was speaking to a friend of mine this morning. I'm going to mention any names, were in front of him or whatever. My friend lost two legs due to diabetes there about a year or two ago, whatever it was. And he's taking it very well. I am actually going in there helping to put up handrails for him. He asked for a seat for a shower. This man's no legs. Asked for a seat for a shower. His OT told him that you wouldn't be able to get him one through for a month. Now, I think that's absolutely disgraceful.
Yeah, so this is someone who's living in their own home.
Sorry?
He's living in his own home.
Yes, he's in a council home, and they've actually moved him into another place. I don't want to say too much, don't identify that fella. He's getting work done. But they had to move him into a temporary home for a few months while they got work done on this house. Now, may odd, that was a year, almost year and a half, thereabouts, in that period of time, that he had the operations and stuff, and they haven't put a screw, as much as a screw on the wall for him.
Well, That is poor service. As far as the social services are concerned, or whatever umbrella it would come under, you would think that he would be able to avail of that sort of assistance. But just to go back to your praise, indeed, of Craigavon Area Hospital, I mentioned this earlier on, and the gentleman he's now merrily gone on his way. I just noticed from the telephone, probably to help the other bloke who needs the handrail put up. But how positive is that chap who's just phoned us, who's being diagnosed with cancer, who's taking time out to praise everyone around him? What a nice man. You know, I don't mean to be patronising, but what a nice bloke. Just to get back to the issue about Craigavon Area Hospital, I was in it yesterday, down at the trauma unit at the Craigavon Area Hospital, and as I was saying earlier, I met a lady called Emily Irvine from Kingsbridge, and all the other staff who were there. Emily works there, and the other staff. I would describe them exactly as that chap has just described them. Vibrant, friendly, welcoming, informative. It's just, maybe it's just something in the training down there. Is it something in, you know, the policy? I'm not sure. But, you know, the gentleman whose name, he didn't give me his name, he's describing another part of the hospital as from everyone who welcomed him right through to the surgeon who's looking after him. He's incredibly positive. And that's the way I came away from the hospital yesterday, talking about Craigavon Area Hospital. Vibrant, friendly, welcoming, keeping you in the loop, telling you what you needed to know. And the food for my relative who's in there was very, very good indeed. So that's a, you know, thumbs up all round. And sometimes the health service gets a bit of a knocking, but my goodness me, when we get an opportunity to be positive about it, let's sing it from the hilltops. And that's what we're doing.